points. The top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Three, two, one.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Number five.
Striking musicians from the Chicago Symphony Orchestra are grabbing picket signs. They say there's a lack of progress in their contract talks. They walked a picket line in front of Orchestra Hall today after an afternoon performance. Negotiations are stretching into the last night, they say. Management is trying to reduce their pension benefits after years of negotiations.
The orchestra is doing extremely well. We've just come back from a very successful three-week tour in Asia. We tour every year. We have sold more tickets and have a higher ticket revenue than we have ever had. Our contributions are very strong. We have a $300 million endowment, a $60 million investment fund. They own this marvelous building. We're the envy of many, many cultural arts organizations in the world, and we feel we should be supported commensurately with that.
One of the issues here, and it is an interesting one,
mm-hmm.
is that they're actually fighting for not themselves, but future members of the orchestra, who they say are not going to get guaranteed pensions. They're not offering that. Whereas, you know, they've got a lot of unions and a lot of organizations like this have, you know, the guaranteed pension thing, because especially in the arts, you know, people don't work forever in the arts.
Right.
You can get an oboe elbow or something like that in that business. Do you realize that there's an entire medical practice? Northwestern is one of the leaders in this, in musical injury.
I would imagine it's repetitive movements,
stress,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so their base salary currently is a little over 153. I think 153,000 was the average for them, and they have, you know, medical, dental, life, pensions, and they, you're right, they seem like they're offering some increases for them that would seem okay on their face, that you're getting even an increase to where you were, and some of the pensions are going up too. But you're right, it's
hard to feel sorry for them.
It is.
I know it's very hard to feel sorry for them, but this is a very intramural thing. It's up to the producers of this particular orchestra, which has been considered to be one for the last half century, if not the best, the second best symphony orchestra in the world. Many people have said for sure the best.
Mm-hmm.
I sound like Donald Trump when I say that. Many people say, but it is true. I mean, look at it. It's one of the great art. It's one of our best exports from Chicago. Chicago Symphony Orchestra.
Oh, they're amazing. They're amazing.
And so, if they want to go to the high schools and find some other oboe players, go ahead.
Mm.
You got a guy play the timpani. Anybody can play the timpani, I think. But whatever. Go try it. See what happens.
They're also trying to move it sort of a direct contribution plan, like the 401k thing is partial.
Yes.
For the future.
Mm-hmm.
So that's right. It. But they're very polite in their very polite protesters. Right. You know, he walked by some of the hotels, you know, a couple months ago, and it was like the banging on the pots that was like really loud.
Yeah. They're just doing this in front. People are actually just gathering around to listen to them play.
That's what I was gonna say. They could just open a violin case and people throw in money just to listen.
Exactly. Ew. We are on strike. I know. This is rich people problems right now on every angle. But still, it is, they'll find out. Listen, there are a lot of people who come from all over the world to see the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. And they do some really cool programming now, too, where, you know, they do the movies and they do all the other stuff that, you know, trying to bring in a little younger audience or people who are not necessarily classical music fans, but just, you know, they want orchestral stuff that they're familiar with, like, you know, Jaws Night or Raiders of the Lost Ark or things like that.
Mm-hmm.
The Hitchcock suite of films. It's really great. It's a great institution. I don't know. You know, who's losing in this is my question at the management level. Who's losing? These are the artists. This is your act, my friends. You want to just open up the it's a beautiful room, but people aren't going to show up if they're not there.
That's true. I hope it all gets worked out. Yes. I don't like seeing them out there on the picket lines.
I know. I hate it when mommy and daddy fight.
Number four.
Speaking of that, Jim Acosta got into a fight with Sarah Huckabee Sanders today, because I think that's what people tune in for now.
It's true.
Every 40 days or so, sort of like a biblical kind of event, Sarah Huckabee Sanders comes out and does a whole, you know, she gets up there. And then Jim Acosta has to ask questions. And this was all about the president accusing the Democratic Party of hating Jewish people.
Or should we just plan on hearing the president use the same kind of language that we heard in 2016 and all through the first couple of years of this administration?
Look, I think that the real shame in all of this is that Democrats are perfectly capable of coming together and agreeing on the fact that they're comfortable ripping babies straight from a mother's womb or killing a baby after birth, but they have a hard time condemning the type of comments from Congresswoman Omar. I think that is a great shame. The president has been clear on what his position is, certainly what his support is for the people and the community of Israel.
If you're Mr. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, imagine getting into a fight with her. That's all I'm going to say.
She's quick with the comeback. She's quick on her feet.
Yeah, what about ripping the babies out of the wombs, huh?
Everything that just sort of drags down the rhetoric in the debate when you're saying something that's just patently untrue. I mean, obviously,
stating their policy positions
but
is not
Democrats don't.
Untrue.
But Democrats don't hate Jewish people. It's just silly. It's not true.
I think they should call out their members by name, and we've made that clear. I don't have any.
Exactly the same way the White House called out Steve King by name.
Didn't exactly work that way.
It's rhetoric after Charlottesville, saying that there are very fine people on both sides in Charlottesville, essentially suggesting that there are very fine people in the Nazis.
That's not at all what the president was stating. Well, not at any point. The president has been incredibly clear and consistently and repeatedly condemned hatred, bigotry, racism in all of its forms, whether it's in America or anywhere else. And to say otherwise is simply untrue.
There you go.
I think that's such a tough job, because even if the president has condemned racism and anti-Semitic language, when he goes out there and says something like that, Democrats hate Jewish people. I don't even know how you can stand there at the podium and defend it.
Or anytime he's mad at a black leader of some whatever form, generally congressional person, it's always, you know, playing on the same tropes too. Not right. Smart, low IQ, you know, it's like, nobody's in better shape here. If you're going to go into a personal attack, it's personal attack. And they should call out Ilhan Omar. They did, actually, but it's not enough. It's the Democrats are going to find a way to screw themselves into the ground here.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's a race to the bottom in terms of trying to take advantage of what we now ephemeristically call, what is the word I'm trying to look for here? Yes. Anyway, term that we now use, it's just low information voters, which means dumb people
what you already believe.
Both parties are going to people who believe their own opinions more than they believe facts, and that's what they're going after. And that's not good for America. Whatever happened to people who actually are thoughtful about things, know things? Why? Neither party is really interested in attracting them anymore. You had AOC. She's like, I know these people who are like moderates who say, but on one hand, but on the other, what are they? Oh,
you don't really have any beliefs if you're a moderate.
Right. And
you don't stand for anything.
And you have to believe things as opposed to know them. You don't have to have experience to know things. Really? Okay.
Jim Acosta did do his railroading thing when he tried to ask several follow-up questions, and that got Sarah Sanders very angry.
Yes. They're going to take away they're going to slap him on his resting hand. All right, let us now check in, find out what's happening with Kim at the bottom of the hour.
Roe, U.S. investigators now on the ground where that Ethiopian jet crashed on Sunday.
Watch for Chicago's very own stories with Micah and Joe, Micah Mater, and Joe Donlin weeknights on WGN TV News at 9. That's your guy, Joe Donlin.
Yeah, big deal.
He's too busy really to hang out with you, but he likes you guys a lot.
Yeah, baby.
You know that.
Top 5 continues.
Number 3.
Speaking of morons, did you see this woman in San Diego, or Arizona, I should say, who climbed over a moat to go take a selfie with a jaguar?
Yes.
And now she's complaining that they should have better security. She apologized to the Jaguar because she doesn't want the Jaguar put down for trying to kill her.
Did the Jaguar accept her apology?
The Jaguar has accepted her apology.
And the zoo has also confirmed that they will not be euthanizing the animal.
Yes. But she's also complained, well, maybe they should have had more security so I didn't get over the moat. You're a moron!
You jumped the barrier.
Yes, and to get a selfie. A selfie!
Oh, stop blaming other people.
What is going on here? Well, Mickey Olson is the wildlife director and says that there's a reason that they have the barriers.
Every time that you have a incident in a zoo, you're going to double check it, meet with your staff, try to figure out a way to stop that incident from happening again. But again, when people do not respect the barriers, there's always a chance that there might be a problem.
There's no way to fix people crossing barriers. That happens occasionally, and we put substantial barriers there, and if people cross them, they can get in trouble.
All right.
Was that all from the zoo? Because it sounded kind of like a border wall type deal.
That's right. The Jaguars are screwed. Build that wall. Keep the humans out of our cages.
Exactly. You know, a lot of people don't know the Democrats are trying to raid the Jaguar cages in Arizona. All right. Checking in at
number two.
Oh, the cold open of Saturday Night Live was something to behold. Kenan Thompson playing R. Kelly. Oh, Leslie boy. Jones playing Gail King. And there's a moment here where Gail King has to explain that, unlike at R. Kelly's house, the cameras for that interview are out in the open.
You know what? This is all great stuff, but maybe we should save it for some of the interview.
What are you talking about? This is the interview.
For real? Well, then where are the cameras?
There's literally one right in front of you.
Hey.
See, y'all just keep y'all camera out in the open like that? Boy, y'all some freaks.
It got worse from there.
Oh, it was really
better,
it was
really.
Pretty great.
Number one.
It's been a while since I could hold my head up.
Uh-oh. Stained frontman Aaron Lewis cut a solo performance in Oklahoma City short after he got really mad at the audience for being there.
Shut the f*** up!
Listen, if you don't shut the f*** up, you can't even hear the guitar. So shut up. I've got three more f***ing minutes. Three. Can you please, for once, through the whole f***ing evening, you guys have talked all f***ing night. Shut the f*** up, or I'm done.
He was not happy. Oh, boy. Pay attention to me.
But they decide to play.
It's so ironic that this song is a thank you, and I can't get you to shut the up to hear it. Thank you to the people in my life for putting up with me.
So he just stopped?
Just left.
He wouldn't play.
Well,
oh.
I mean, he is there. Why are people talking about him? I mean, he's not like a lounge singer. But I think he's about to become one now because he wasn't able to hold the audience.
And piss off his fans.
Yeah.
Mm.
I don't think he had many in that room.
The top five at five.